Hey, what's up, everybody? I am Tim, here with my co-host,
Corey.
Ooh, that was a nice little intro that time. You think about that when you're sleeping?
I've been working on it, just a little bit.
You had it done online.
And... So I'm gonna stop real quick before we do anything. I've had a lot of messages from our last episode. We forgot some people with beards. I'm just gonna say that right now.
I know.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Django.
Yeah, Django. George Clooney has a beard.
Now, Django is a character. He was not an actor himself. Jamie Foxx has had facial hair.
Yeah, so, I guess it does count, but yeah. Yeah, so we kind of fudged up.
Oh, I know. I was there.
Just a wee bit.
I know. But anyway, this is the Beards Next Door podcast presented by Beard Mountain. We are here, episode 2, with one of my good friends, Mark Ryan.
Who was it?
It was Mark.
Oh. Well, that's kind of weird. Oh, hi, Mark.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah.
Mark, I did not hit her. Bullshit. I did not.
Dude, I get that a lot, man. I love that it's Astro Artist, so hell yeah.
Such a good, stupid show. I don't know why.
I love dumb shit that I can just phase out to, and it's just this is golden.
Well, the fact that it was a true story.
Yeah, dude, it's
that blows my mind.
It's not out of the ass, it's just straight rad shit.
Yeah, for sure. So Mark is a graphic designer, artist, free time skateboarder, which is great because I grew up skateboarding. That was my jam back in the 90s era.
I like to pretend I could skateboard. I could stand on the board.
See, I got as far as a pop shove in 5-0. 50-50 is second nature. I honestly think I could probably still do one, but dude, I'm not about to go bust my ass open. And
all my buddies, it was one of those that all of my friends in my group in high school, all of them could skate. All of them were really good.
But dude, look at the circle that you roll in. How do you not skateboard? I'm just going by society's thing.
Number one, I have no balance. It would be one thing if I was chubby and had balance,
but you're doing myself and it's definitely a factor, but eat shit the same way as somebody else that's smaller, you know?
Right.
Oh, dude, yeah, it's well, but I mean, 300 pounds hitting, no, you're not 300 pounds, I'm using it as an example. 300 pounds hitting the ground, I feel, has more force than a buck 10. You know, that guy,
but that's also most people, a huge difference,
either
too.
People, both people are probably going to get hurt, but...
Yeah, dude, I just broke my leg this last October, and that shit sucks so bad. I have a plate and 10 screws in there.
You're at the skate park, and you're you biffed, and you literally broke your leg?
Yeah, dude, and so,
ambulance have to come get you?
No, so have you ever seen the movie Wolf of Wall Street?
Oh, yeah.
And, the Quaalude part?
Oh, yeah.
Bro, imagine that, but, at Billings Skate Park, and just, me, just, I was like, guys.
Oh, after his Lamborghini.
Yeah, dude, the Quaalude's just, so it was, I'm, trying to be, tough, and just, fucking, I didn't break shit, guys, I'm good, so, I, was just, rolling out, the skate park, and just, my homies are, pushing me on my skateboard, so it works as, a double, tool and,
stretcher.
Activative, tool as well, man. And so I was just crutching along on my skateboard, and I was kid, this hurts crazy, but yeah,
can't
just
do it.
Yeah, so yeah, a plate and 10 screws, I keep on falling on it, and so it's kind of getting to the point where it looks like a worn out independent truck right now,
because
it's probably dinged up. I'm nervous for the next doctor visit, definitely, because they're gonna be like, dude, what'd you do? And I'm like,
yikes, bro.
I skated. Yeah, my bad.
Are you goofy, or how do you skate?
I skate goofy, yeah.
You skate goofy, okay.
So the wrong foot is definitely forged for
yeah,
that first, one.
Yeah. I could never do ride switch. I luckily I rode normal, whatever the hell they fucking call it now.
Regular, yeah.
Regular. But yeah, dude, so the first thing I want to touch on is your arts. How did you get into doing what you do? And your style is super unique, right? So some of it almost looks like, I want to use the term melting.
Yeah.
I mean, it really does look like that sometimes. I'll pull some up here on our screen.
Tim, pull that shit up on Tim.
Jamie!
Pull that shit up.
Jamie, get it up here. We're going to go to Mark's Instagram. But yeah, you guys, it's just some gnarly stuff.
Yeah. You know? So So like how I first like got into like art was I had some like so like I lost my like my aunt lost a bet to my mom saying that like me and my brother can't do like clean up my grandparents' house like when they're moving, and me and my brother are like, dude, fuck this, we're like doing this, because like, and then like the bet was like, we'll let you guys get like a tattoo and we'll buy it for you guys. And like I was like, me and my brother put like all of our differences aside at that point, and we're like, right. Fuck yes,
we are getting this shit. Yeah. We are getting this shit,
dude. So like we just like went in and like, dude, right. It was
this one's sick, bro.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, see, I even got it up on our screen here too. So
yeah, so like, yeah, I got into like doing like tattoos first because I didn't want like some generic flash just off the wall, and like I just,
right.
I was like, bro, I'm gonna go in and like see what's good, and
yeah,
like, I just started drawing there, and like I like it was my junior year in high school that like I kind of got into like tattoos.
This is dope, dude.
So do you tattoo or are you just
no, just like do graphics for right now.
Got
like,
it. Okay.
Tattoo inspiration.
Nice. Like,
that seriously looks really good.
Yeah, those are fucking sick. Like,
that is bomb, dude.
Like,
I mean, I just like this one. Okay, like I feel like it, the melting. I guess that's what I was getting at. But that's fucking sweet. Now, are you like drawn on an iPad or a Surface Pro or something?
So I have like two different ways of doing this. Like with that last one. So all this stuff is like gonna be just
Ronnie Radke here. That's cool.
Hell yeah. It's like Sharpie, but then you get like this app called the Adobe Capture app, and then you just like take a picture and it just vectorizes it. But all my like recent stuff has been iPad, definitely.
Yeah, it's cool, man. This one's sick too.
I did that one with the homie Brian Reed here in town. He's a sick tattoo artist. Like he was over at Rise Again, but now I think he's like Ghost of Grace, and he does a lot of rad skateboard art. He's like one of my biggest inspirations.
That's cool.
Local.
That's cool, man. Yeah, it's sweet. I've always enjoyed your art. I mean, I cherry bomb one sweet too.
That was used for the Thirsty Street beer label.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool, man.
Thanks, man. It's like, it's fun. I like started getting into spray painting. Sorry for all the selfies.
No, dude, I'm the one on your Instagram here. That's cool.
Oh yeah, that's fucking.
So yes, here, tell us about this here. Let me get this back up on here. I know you wanted to expand on this too. Is there a way to full screen like an image on?
Here? No, but you just like
yeah, thank you.
There we go.
So
tell us about this.
So yeah, dude, so over quarantine, man, like just a lot of like cool shit happened because I was like just starting to like, so I work at Zoomies, and so like I had like I bought a bunch of mini logos because I was like, bro, I'm gonna be indoors, bored off my ass, just like, yeah. What am I gonna do? So I just started like drawing on my skateboards and like giving away on Instagram because I was like, bro, like, I want to keep, like, that mental health going for
homies.
Oh,
yeah, for
like,
sure, dude.
Just, like, so giveaways and, like, just, like, sometimes I'll be, like, yo, just first person that hits me up just, like, gets this free board. And then, so I got connected with, like, a lot of homies. And a couple of them are, like, this band called the Black Market Brigade. And it's through them, like, I got connected with a lot of people to this dude named Art. And then through Art, I got connected with this company called If Skate Co. And so over quarantine, they're like, hey, man, like, would you want to do a skateboard deck for us? And I was holy shit, yeah, dude. Like,
sick,
yeah. And so, like, I was like, what do you guys want? And they're like, man, free range. And I was like, fuck, yeah, dude. Like,
is that the final product, this one? Or
yeah, so that's the final product. So, and, like, I'm pretty sure they're getting shipped out to me today. So I'm getting, like, a limited run of 10 for Billings and Bozeman people. Oh. And so, like, selling them for $75 a piece.
Sick, dude.
And like proceeds are gonna go to like the Laurel Skate Park project. So
awesome.
Keep
awesome.
It local, you know what I mean? Because
that's cool.
I want another rad spot to skate.
Dude, yeah. So like, do you remember back in, you've lived here for how long? Forever?
Yeah, pretty much off and on.
Okay, so back when we were kids, they had an indoor.
Dude, the skate barn.
The skate barn, yes. Yeah. That place was.
That like, was run by a church.
Yes, yeah. It was.
I used to go to that church.
Tim and Noah were the runners of that.
See, and I don't remember the people.
The skate barn
but
was sick, man.
Yeah, like, it was it, like that.
That's
was
what a, we need now. So these kids have something to do. I mean,
well, I mean, they do have a skate park downtown.
No, I'm talking indoor.
Oh,
because yes, we need an indoor
it snows
option.
A lot.
Dude, we can support an indoor trampoline park where people are paying $15 an hour to jump around on there. We could support a skate park, especially with scootering coming back and inline skating, which I also did. I got a sick two skates. Oh,
dude. Oh, dude, I've seen some rollerbladers, and I'm like, what
dude,
the
it's coming.
Fuck?
It's coming back, and scootering is fucking huge too.
I love seeing like those like dude just like do backflips on like the quarter pipes with like their rollerblades. I'm like, holy shit, dude! Like that is.
I know.
Yeah.
Too much for me, man.
I feel like I like the control from inline skating.
Yeah.
But it's my ankles just couldn't hand up. No, dude. So like that deck is sweet, man. Congrats on that. Thank you.
Yeah, it's
dope,
got
dude.
Like some gold foil on it, and it's kind of like a dad joke, because it's a rose and it's on gold foil, so it's like rose gold. Okay. So like
shit, I love it.
I love dad jokes. It's like, dude, opportunity saw and
sure.
Taken.
Yeah, that's sick,
okay.
Man.
Dad jokes. Ready for this one? This one is my favorite
one. Let's go.
Yeah.
So, what kind of job do dogs do best?
What kind of job do dogs do best? Barking, howling? What?
Roughing.
Roughing. Shit,
dude, I fucking love that one.
That's funny.
Yeah, I hate you.
Dad jokes are like something you have to enjoy like for at least second. And it's like, I hate that I laugh this hard.
It's like a mix of cringe and you're like your pride and you're like, oh, scared. I'll just laugh. Okay, so. You said you work at Zoomies.
Yeah.
Let's get into our world, which is
beards.
Well, yeah. My world, which is manufacturing beard care. Our world, which is having and maintaining beards, because Corey, of course, uses my products. Let's talk like
lovely.
Beards. Let's talk like beards in the retail space. Common, not common. By your corporate, are they accepted? What's the lines here that you have to?
So yeah, Zoomies is really like laid back with like how like we're all presented, like. Honestly, there's like dudes in the company with like face tats. It's really rad.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah. And so like they send, if you sell like a certain amount of product, you get sent to this event called Zoomies 100K. And so I went to that one time.
Hey, hold on. Is that for the store or for the person?
It's all for like individuals who sell like a certain amount of numbers.
Oh, okay. So that's not if your store does 100K.
Yeah. It's like if like the per individual makes
okay,
that.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry. I just wanted to know that. So
definitely not.
Go ahead.
And so like. Yeah, you get sent to like this event in Keystone, Colorado, and like I was able to be a part of it 2 years ago before quarantine. And dude, it was like crazy because like walking around, like you think that like being a Montana dude, like you're kind of burly and badass because at the time I had a nice beard. But dude, this one guy was like walking around with like dreads and like a huge ass beard. I was like, bro, that guy's so badass. And I'm just like thinking about, man, like goals right there. I'll tell you what, dude, holy shucks, man. Like,
that's sweet.
Yeah, so like definitely Zoomies like doesn't really care. It's
but if you think about it, I mean, I used to go into Zoomies and it definitely was one of those that you hire
dude,
skaters.
It's a skate like, shop, right?
You're not gonna hire some straight cut dude walking in there to be like, let's sell some boards, guys.
Yeah.
Like
doesn't have a pencil thin mustache.
Yeah, no. Like
now that dude, there are lots of skaters. Like I mean, Ryan Sheckler. No, I've never seen a speck of hair on that motherfucker's
right?
face. So you like, know, there of course it is, but
right.
Talking, of course, the laid back like aura of Zoomies. I figured it was like cool, right?
Well, like when you think of like pro skaters too, with like facial hair. So like the Olympics are going on right now.
Yeah.
And it's the first year for skateboarding.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And like one of the dudes that's like a huge like name in there right now is Nyjah Houston.
Oh, I love Nyjah.
He's got like a little bit of facial hair, like it's very well trimmed. And it looks nice and it's like clean cut. Like it's
We know that dude can grow hair. I mean back when he was 10, he had those 3 foot long dreads, dude.
Yeah, dude. He's like he's definitely like been like a skateboarding icon for a hot minute now.
Oh,
just like,
yeah.
Dude, he just came onto the scene, and I don't know if you know his backstory, but his dad was like really pressured him, right?
Yeah.
Like really strained the relationship, but ever since this kid was like 10 or 11, he's been busting out like massive, massive famous, like Hollywood High, dude. He did the fucking 14 sixer or the 16 sixer like before he even turned 20, which is fucking gnarly, dude. It's rad what he's been through. I mean, I congratulate
him. Well, shit, did you guys just catch the X Games? Fucking like 14-year-old pulled off a 1080 in front of
Tony Hawk. Yeah, that was like,
oh, dude, like
that was the gnarliest shit ever.
Like that is the dream,
right?
No.
It was a boy?
No, but they're the youngest like pro skater to win the X Games was a girl this year, and she was like 13 or 14.
Yeah.
Dude, it's like, nuts, man. Like, when
kids are getting way more talented, like, dude, way more
younger.
The big
ramp a couple years back when Michi Brusco won a big air or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Shit's nuts, dude. Bro. How the hell are these 13 and 14-year-olds like...
It's like, I don't know. It's so crazy, man. Like, honestly,
I'll tell you guys what it is. Remember,
be in the meat.
No. Fucking remember back in the day when they were like, drink your fucking milk. No fucking reason behind it beyond drink your fucking milk. No.
It was a propaganda. The whole
campaign got milk.
Do you think they sabotaged us so the next generation could get bigger? Oh, dude,
why wouldn't they?
Bruh.
We bred fucking super soldiers. Maybe we have like super sperm and shit. Like super
sperm. All right. Just dude, like, I can be a Model SS then, right?
Like, no, Chevrolet? Not us.
Like, why? If I'm an SS model, it means I give off super sperm.
Bro, like, it's like the like Winter Soldier, like compared to like Captain America. Yeah, like Captain America is like the OG like brand, and then Winter Soldier is like the freaking like Android version.
100%. But no, dude, back into retail. What, God dang it. Well, I guess I can't minimize that. So you've worked in malls, obviously, right?
Yeah. Before like Zumiez, I worked over at H&M.
H&M, that's right. So what was the policy like there? I feel like when I saw you, you did have facial hair, but it's like, it has to be kempt or it can only be 1 inch long. Anything like that?
Not really. Like, they're pretty laid back. They're more like really wanting to make it like cleaner cut, you know what I mean? And so like you're obviously around a lot more like nicer like clothes, you know, and so like
for sure
ups, and so you want to respect the product.
Does look nice,
yeah,
right.
And you so you can't just like come in like straight off the mountain and just be like, yo, what's good, like,
yeah, for sure, yeah, right.
I have done that. And like I remember this one day, like, I was working and like this grandma like saw me because like I have a bunch of tattoos, and she was like looking at me like, dang, like, do you work here? I'm like, yeah, like, I do, actually. And so it was funny. It was a funny experience. And like, then she was like,
she's like, this guy's robbing the place.
Yeah, like, it was so awesome, man. She was like, so like innocent and just like, man, like, and then she's like,
oh, you've helped I don't me have out. Any money.
Like, you've helped me out so nice. And like, I misjudged your character. And I was like, you're good, man. I don't care.
No, the point I'm getting at is like, we just want to touch on like Corey and I's last week's episode is like beards in the workplace, and I wanted to get your like viewpoint. I mean, I worked retail, but it was in a toy store, right? So it was just like,
yeah,
you just didn't have facial hair. But the point I'm getting at is like, not a lot of people in the mall at any place have beards, right?
Yeah, like, it's definitely like a rarity, because like
why the hell is that? But first, we got to remember what stores are in the mall. Specifically, Billings' mall. We're talking JCPenney's, Dillard's, Victoria's Secret, Lids, jewelry stores. And, like, I mean, just, like, women's clothing brands, you know, those employees aren't really going to have, you know, facial hair. But,
yeah.
Whoa.
Well, like,
get your cell phone away from there. You're going to give me radiation poisoning.
I know. That's what I'm getting to.
One thing though, like, with that is like, when you think about like all these like famous people that are like being like coming out like as like just being like kind of like outgoing people, like you got like Chris Hemsworth like with like Thor, or Jason Momoa, like all these people that are like now mainstream actors. It's not like a Brad Pitt back in the day where it's like clean cut, and that was like, okay, like rugged is kind of acceptable with like
for sure.
And so I think that like,
dude,
a lot of like the TV shows with like Game of Thrones and like Vikings have kind of like opened up like sexy man, like,
and Sons of Anarchy. I'll go with, dude, I'll go with that too. Like, dude, those Opie, that motherfucker had a big ass beard. I really feel like he helped their cause too.
Opie was like my favorite character.
Honestly,
like,
I know
that
I
was mean, everybody's favorite character. Like, that was
you watch Sons? Okay, man, I think about that funeral right now. Dude, that was fucking
I'm just
sad.
Fucking cry right now.
That was so sad. Now I really love when he. Yeah, spoiler alert! If you haven't watched the show, that's 5 years old now. Dude, when he finally killed Clay, and then when he finally killed Gemma, like both of
them. Wait, what?
You didn't watch the show. You didn't watch the show. You liar. Dude, it was so good. I felt like the ending was shit, but like,
yeah. Finally, spoiler alert, though. You just like, come on.
I said the word spoiler alert.
The final scene, though, where he just like goes.
I know. Just, on his dad's bike, just.
But yeah.
It's akin to the end of.
An era.
No, what the fuck is that movie? Rob Zombie's film.
Devil's Rejects.
Yep. When they go off in the shootout with the cops to Freebird.
Sure.
Yeah. It's one of the most beautiful endings to like a life of crime. Is like, fuck it, I'm done.
Devil's Rejects was fucking crazy.
Dude, it was such a House of a Thousand Corpses was crazy.
House of a Thousand Corpses was the one with the guy, the William H. Gacy looking guy with the clown painting and shit, right?
Well, both of them had him.
Both of them had him. Okay. Yeah.
House of a Thousand Corpses is the first one where, like, you see the house.
Yes. Okay.
Second one is the one where they're, like, escaping and shit out of, like, and see, that is, like, one of my favorite movies. Like, dude. It has so many good fucking quotes in it.
We just got onto a famous person with a beard. Rob fucking Zombie.
Dude, for real. Like, Rob Zombie has a fucking... Oh, like, it's iconic. Yeah. Like, there's, like, iconic looks. It's, like, the long, like, dready, nappy hair with
his
beard.
Exactly. Yeah. And his, I mean, I'm not going to lie, his doesn't look that well kept most of the time. But I feel like that's his look that he embraced for the last
decade. Yeah. Like, it's
kind of like his show. Like, his stage, like, his, like, character. For real. Like,
yeah, but, dude, like, we just accidentally got onto that. But, I mean, he's totally accepted. But let's dive deeper. Like, I still go onto it. Like, beards are considered... dirty almost by some people, you know. It's like, look at the people. But
it depends on what groups you're hanging out with, though, too. That's the big part of it.
I feel like it's been like such a like a badass thing, like, because like, I don't know, you think about like things like tattoo culture too.
Oh,
like
yeah.
The tattoo culture and the beard culture, I feel like, are kind of parallel. It's like you think about like big old rough and tough, like badass walking to a bar and ordering up like a whiskey double, you know. It's like,
dude, that's it too.
Like, I'm gonna have a Malibu because that shit's bomb.
Like Albertini.
look how far tattoos have come, you know. Like,
yeah,
sleeves back even just 6-7 years ago were like, oh my god, convict, you're never gonna get a job, blah blah blah. And it's like, you fucking kidding me? Do you know how many women I've seen with sleeves now or half sleeves? And as soon as I got mine, I was like, fuck, granted, I haven't had a job where I worked for someone in over 10 years, but still, it's like, you know,
well, in
I feel
Costco,
like it's more acceptable in workplace.
Here, Costco. Costco was one of the places with tattoos. You had to have it covered up.
Really?
You had to have like...
No matter what.
Yeah. They gave you stuff to cover it up.
Wow.
Yeah. Up until recently.
Like those little sleeves and stuff?
They used to make you cover it up. Now they're like, okay. And they're letting it go. And I've seen tattoos and I'm like, I'm way more accepting of a tattoo than I am like a tattoo and a beard than I am like some asshole in a suit. Cause I know that I'm probably going to be like, oh
yeah,
he's probably
going
to be just a dick,
no suits,
which he might not be.
Yeah.
Dude, what you just said is exactly what we're fighting. People see people with beards and they assume we're dirty and blah, blah. We see people with suits and we're like, fucking asshole.
Dude.
Clean shaven, I bet that guy like...
Right? He's a fucking dick. You know? He licks his own Peter. You know? Like, he's just a dick.
Dude, that's just an
assumption. We have... That guy could be cooler than shit. Mm-hmm. When I had our second kiosk out in front of Torrid and out in front of the men's suits or whatever.
Yeah.
Because my second kiosk was right down the way from Zoomies in our mall here. Those guys wore suits and they were radder than shit, man. At the beginning, I was like, fuck those dudes. Fuck that guy. But, dude, they came out and talked to us and I was like, man, this is like, these guys are actually pretty cool cats.
Sometimes it's just like a look, you know, like that people have to put on. Some people like act that look. I think it's more so like acting the look for like,
well, okay.
For work, man. They have to because it's like, a goddamn job. They can't be themselves.
But, well, no. So, like, let me speak on that. I used to have a coworker that just recently left my job.
Uh huh.
I work in IT. He dressed in legit like business attire, like tie.
That's what
everything.
IT is supposed to look like.
No. Let me finish.
Okay.
Long ass hair and a beard.
Oh,
that's cool.
So he had both.
So he had a long, like most times it was thrown in a bun or a ponytail or some shit. All
right.
But he would. I mean, he wouldn't wear like a full like a full on suit. But he'd wear nice dress slacks and like a nice button up with a tie.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
dang.
Like, see, it's, like
he's embracing both.
Yeah.
Well, and like
it's It's kind of like a Superman type fit. Like,
and when I feel like we live in Montana, so we're not very, unfortunately, worldly. I will say that.
No, like, we're not exposed to a lot of,
like,
honestly, we're not exposed to a lot of culture. We're not exposed to a lot of
anything really.
We don't have a lot of differences here. Most 99% of people are cool with whatever the fuck you're gonna do in your life, or whatever color you are, whatever orientation, whatever. Most of us are like, yeah, dude, that's rad.
Yeah,
you know, whatever. If you're a cool person, I'll hang out with you. I don't really care what you look like.
As long as you're not old, I figured that out.
You identify
as an older person here.
Some of them are rude.
Yeah,
they hate the younger people because they feel like we've ruined shit or somehow. Or honestly, the media plays it out to you like, oh, the goddamn millennials, you're shitting all over the country. You know,
I just recently learned I was a millennial, and it kind of made me
sad. 86 or 87 or some crap is the actual cutoff.
It's like so like stupid, man. I was like, damn, I feel young. But then, like, I feel like a boomer, though, to be honest, though.
I have kids. So, like, my kids make me feel old.
My kids make me feel old all the time.
See, and you've got way little kids.
4 and 2.
Like, wait till they hit their teens. Dude, teenagers are fucking assholes.
There's two reasons.
I love my kids. I'm going to say this right now.
Yeah.
On the record.
Oh, yeah.
I fucking love my children. God damn it. Some days I want to fucking drop kick them, maybe. Like, you know, like, dude, they are dickheads. Like, sometimes, and I get it. They're like, it's teenager. You're changing. Shit's going on. But, like, there are days when I'm like, hey, fucking stink eye. What the fuck did I do? Like, I'm not allowed to ask you how you are today?
Yes. Okay, let's be real. We're married, right? Have you guys never fucking talked to your wife in the morning and she had a dream?
I don't
you
talk
shit
to my wife in the morning. No. You know
you
what
have
I
a rule.
Okay, no. Here's you know what I get in the morning?
I'm good, man.
I've actually had it in the mornings. My wife just has nightmares instead of like getting mad at me, and so she like just wakes up crying. So I just have to console her and be like, it's okay.
Like throughout the night?
No. Like not throughout the night, like just,
oh, she'll
like,
just wake up in the morning and go, I had a nightmare.
No, like it's happened where she's woken up in the middle of the night and had to be like, okay,
just that like one eye open, like rubbing the back.
Like, yeah, like
you're okay, go to sleep.
Just halfway in your own dreamland, like,
oh, dude,
damn,
yeah, like
just like you have like something playing still, but you're like, huh, you're on here.
Yeah,
what?
Okay. That's sketch, man.
But no, dude, when you talk about like the kid stuff, so I'm working over in Bozeman right now. And so I went out to this bar called Bar 9 the other night. I swear I was the oldest person there. Because it's like a college town, you know?
Yeah, for
and
sure.
And so I'm like 27 and like seeing a bunch of like these like freshly 21-year-olds like taking a shot ski and like doing like four of them in a row. And I'm just looking at them like,
gross.
Fuck yeah, you like get it. Like, I love that. Like, you have that stamina, dude. But if I took like one shot nowadays,
I've decided there's two types of young people, and both of them are partiers, right? So there's the people who can get totally obliterated partying,
yeah,
because they can afford to waste the next day, you know, just fucking off, sleeping. Then there's the kids who get totally obliterated, fucked up partying, and they go to work in the morning just fine, not hungover.
For real, dude. Like, yeah,
I have two beers, which you guys, I rarely ever drink. I have two beers before my mixed drink right now. The last time I drank was probably like at least June something, maybe even May.
That's crazy.
For real. Yeah. Anyway, if I have two beers, the next day I'm a worthless piece of shit.
Yeah.
I feel like fucking garbage. I don't have a tolerance for it. I just, ugh.
Oh, dude, I can still.
I can't do it. You don't get hungover?
No. Now. No, time out. That's not to say I don't get hangovers, because fuck.
But you can still manage.
Yeah. Well, no. Like, two beers, I'm good. Like, oh, that's what I'm like.
Sweet.
I can have, like, two beers and be good, but, like,
dang.
I can't, like, get drunk, because I know if I get drunk, I'm probably going to have, like, a really fucked up next day.
Like, but you can get super, super high and be fine, right? Is there a such thing as, like, a marijuana hangover? Where you get so high
I've
one
never
night,
had one.
Where you get so high one night, you're like feeling shit.
I've had one from
day.
Mushrooms.
Okay, but that's you, a hallucinogen. You get them from mushrooms. I mean, I would assume.
I feel like you get spacey, and it's like when it comes to like weed, like I feel it's like the spacey like hangover. It's more so like you wake up the next morning, and you're just like.
You're like not all with it?
Yeah, like it's not
See,
like
and
you're
I've
like.
I've never had that. Like, oh. I've never.
Yeah, I'd say like the spaciness would be like what I would consider. Okay. Like, because it's like you're not haggard, you know, but you're like, but you're just like kind of like almost in autopilot mode. Like you're just doing, like you're doing your normal task, I'd say. And then, it's kind of like different for some people. I don't know. I'm a lightweight when it comes to certain things.
Yeah, so. For sure. Yeah, like, me too, man.
Unfortunately, like.
Why you say unfortunately?
I said, dude. Well, or fortunately.
Yeah, exactly. Fuck yeah, that's life, bro. You get one shot at this shit.
Like, my 20s is a fucking whirlwind. Like.
How old are you?
34 this year.
Oh, yeah, we talked about it because I'm only 3 years younger than you. Yeah. So, yeah. But
no, like, my 20s was a fucking whirlwind.
Yeah.
Like, dude, that's how college was for me. Well, I bought my first company when I was 20, so I didn't I only had 1 year of actual hard fucking core. Yeah, 1 year of hardcore partying when I was actually at college. And, dude, that fucked it all up for me. Every fucking weekend, Friday and Saturday night. Dude. That was enough. 52 weeks out of that fucking year, that was enough. I got that shit out of my system so fast.
Wow.
Right. I'm not gonna lie. I could count on one hand I could count on one hand the amount of times I've actually gotten drunk, like at a bar. We're talking like when I was in college. We're talking about house parties before I even turned 21.
Dude,
my 21st birthday, I was actually planning on going out and getting drunk, but I plowed snow with my other business. My 21st birthday, it snowed like 8 or 9 fucking inches, so I had to wake up at 1 o'clock in the morning and go plow snow all day.
You know what's
day.
Weird is my 21st birthday, I did snow, but not the same type of snow. So we kind of had the same 21st birthday.
Yeah, you were still plowing, but it was probably powdery, just like the snow outside.
It was dusty.
You know, it was
I was fucking powdering.
Yeah, just hitting that fucking riff.
Best
bro.
Part, my 21st birthday, so we roll up to the bar. And it's like, by our watches, 11:45.
So bad.
I'm like, yeah, we're like 15 minutes early, whatever. So we show up, and I show the guy my ID, and he's like, no, it's not midnight. You need to leave. And I'm like,
oh, your birthday was at midnight. Was at midnight. Okay.
A Cinderella story right now. You tell me.
Like, so I'm like, fuck it. Like, let's let it snow. And so like, for 15 minutes, it was like, let's let it snow and then get back into the bar. Let's fucking rage. I've only got like an hour and a half.
He let you come in?
Oh, yeah. After that, it was midnight, so I was able to come in and order a drink because it was technically...
Where'd you go for your 21st?
We don't talk about where I went for my 21st.
Why?
Where did you go?
Been all sorts of
places. No, so 21st birthdays are...
Yeah.
They're interesting, dude. They're nuts.
I'm glad I only had one. Yeah, I will say that. Like, I had multiple parties, but I'm glad I only had like one time where I was 21. Cause...
Did you get all sorts of shitty on your 21st?
Dude, so funny story. So I went to school over in Las Vegas, and so
wow, I guess I didn't even realize that.
Yeah, so I went to school in Las Vegas, and like I was like kind of like getting homesick. I was like, bro, like my 21st is coming up. Mm-hmm. And so I came back to Montana to celebrate it because I was like, bro, I want to like get a growler and like,
yeah,
just John Wayne the shit out of it the entire night. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so me and my homies, we all went out to like, we went floating on the river, and then that was a bad idea because we got dehydrated as shit. And then
been there.
we went to Rio Sabinas because like they got like those like huge ass margaritas, and like, yeah, it was a bad story. Like, we went too many places, and I was, like, in board shorts for the entire night, and, like, I just, like, was...
Chafing like a motherfucker.
For real, dude, like, I was, like, oh, my God, like, this is so uncomfortable, like, I fucking hate life right now, like, I'm all sunburned, like, I'm starting to feel it, because I'm, like, dude, like, this is uncomfortable, like, I kind of hate this, but you only get 121st, that's what all my friends are saying.
YOLO.
Yeah, dude. And so, yeah, one thing led to the next, and, yeah, it was a good, successful night. It ended with playing Tony Hawk's Pro Skater at like
4 o'clock
really in the morning.
Yeah. Oh, dude, any night ended playing Tony Hawk's a good night.
Or like, or anything on the 64. I mean, come on.
For you.
Wait, I love that we got into like regular discussion, right? But I came into this with a point, like a question, specific question to ask you guys. Have either of you guys ever worked in a restaurant?
Yeah.
We talked about this yesterday, you and me.
Yeah.
That was my first job.
My first job was McDonald's.
Okay.
a Mickey D's situation.
So that's still food industry. Yeah. Did you guys have to wear a beard net? Or have you been to a restaurant where you've seen the guys having to wear a beard net?
I've been to a restaurant where I've seen it. I've never had to wear one.
Okay, you've seen it. How about you?
I've gotten sent home like multiple times because like you can only do like the mustache thing and it can be only super like that length, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And my stuff grows in like hella quick.
Yeah.
And being in college, like I couldn't afford a razor every so often. I'd rather buy like food, you know, and like
eat and drink. So the point I'm trying to make is like, okay, so in the restaurant I worked in, granted this was literally 15 years ago, like the guys with facial hair, I didn't have them when I was 14, but the guys with facial hair had to wear beard nets, right?
Yeah.
And back in the kitchen, some of them had to wear hair nets too, but most of that was like kind of optional. How come beard nets are a thing at restaurants for the cooks and that type of shit, but the waitresses, all of them who have hair, don't have to wear hair nets out on the floor. Bartenders don't have to wear hair nets behind the bar, but we have to wear a beard net on our beard. Either of you ever lived with a woman? Do you see your fucking beard hairs everywhere? No, but yes. They're fucking wife's hair.
Okay, so
when
I'm
you
gonna,
when you get past 8 inches, yes, you do. But the
I'll
point,
say, dude, I see
the
my,
point.
I,
I'm, the I point I'm trying to make is your beard hair tangled up in your boxers like your wife's hair is? Fuck no. Is your beard hair clogging the shower drain like your wife's hair? No.
Sometimes.
So aren't we saying that women's hair is falling off of them astronomically more than men's beard hair? But how come we're the ones in the workplace being told, cover this shit up so it doesn't get in our food? Those fucking waitresses are still carrying the food out.
Yeah.
With no hairnet.
I don't know. That's
if you've never thought about that, think about that now, and then you're like, what the fuck, right? Why is that?
That's like a trip because like you can.
Right. Or bartenders.
Yeah. I feel like with bartenders, like it might be because it's like more like a quick drink thing. You don't like
that's
put
fine.
Like, time into it.
That's
but, like,
fine.
When you're like walking out.
But
like,
the waitresses.
Yeah. That's like weird.
Living with a woman, your wife's hair is all over.
Oh yeah, all the time.
All
everywhere.
The time. But how come the waitresses don't have to wear hair nets? Even out on the floor, they're still delivering your food. They're still hovering over your table. Oh hey guys, how are you doing? I'm gonna fill this drink, or I'm gonna take this plate. How you can't tell me their hair ain't falling everywhere. But when you're actually cooking the food, a guy has to wear a beard net.
Well, I think like in all honesty, I think that could go back to like the corporate America status and like how. You know, when you think about like the restaurant industry and like how big it was with like P.F. Chang's coming out and like how like everybody was like, they want to like look cookie cutter and like want to have all these like employees all look the same. And so I think it's more so like a rebellion for like the corporate side of people being like, hey, like men, like we want you guys to be clean shaven. If not, sorry, you have to like bite the bullet on it. Because I've seen like a lot of like guys that have like worked in kitchens that like walk out of their shift and like seeing like some of their beards like free falling. I'm like, hell yeah, like I don't really care. Like I'm kind of disgusting. I'm like, dude, if I see a hair, like I honestly just pull it off to the side. Food's food. Like
it's hard in a public restaurant sometimes.
If the person looks on
but if you can't see the cook.
Yeah, true.
In some kitchens where I'm like,
I would not eat fucking food off. I would not eat food off of what you're cooking, bro.
Have you ever seen Still Waiting?
Oh, absolutely.
Not Still Waiting.
Just Waiting.
Oh, I thought it was like Still Waiting.
That's the second one.
There was a second one?
That's called Still Waiting.
Fuck.
But not with Ryan Reynolds or Andy.
I am not interested unless the love of my life is in it.
No,
the gay love of my life.
I love one dude. Justin Long is my dude too, dude.
See, if there's one dude I would go gay for, it's Ryan Reynolds. Like,
fuck yeah.
Like,
dude Van Wilder.
Take a shot.
I should.
Should.
I'm gonna message him.
Is that your hall pass for with your wife?
Oh man, I should ask her.
Exactly. Do you want to use it on a man or a woman?
So,
choose one.
Let me throw this at you.
Who's the woman?
So Ryan Reynolds comes up. Ryan Reynolds comes up to me on a beach. He tries to kiss me. I push him away a little bit, but he tries to kiss me again.
Had the young bull.
Like,
or had the old.
Do I resist or like do I just like let him kiss me?
You let him lick you, and then you claim sexual harassment and sue him.
That seems like a that kind of scenario seems a little bit weird. Like
a little bit. It's like, when the fuck is that gonna happen? It's the beach at Lake Omo, is what it
oh,
is.
Oh fuck yeah. Yeah!
With the turd floating,
they're draining that shit.
I know. Can you imagine how many cow carcasses and boats are gonna find? Dude, I guarantee they find at least 3 sets of human remains.
You think so?
Fuck yeah, dude. People have been disappearing there since the 80s, bro.
Bro, it's kind of disgusting there. Like, I stopped going there when I was,
I don't know. Like, I drink that water every day, so, like, I mean,
what
I
do go you
up
mean?
There, I go up there and I take a shot of it every single
You're
day.
You're full like, that's, of shit. You're so stupid.
I go up there, dip a shot glass in, raise it up to the sky real quick, and then take a shot of bacteria. Yeah,
the little amoeba swimming.
Like, dude, how do you think I stay so fucking healthy?
You have, like, 10 tadpoles in your stomach right now.
You are literally a picture of, like,
of like
but no, walking health. Dude, for real, the point I was making, why don't women have to wear hairnets?
I just think it's, like, seriously go, like, the cookie cutter thing of, like, just corporation. Like, that would be my guess. Because, like, yeah, it's, like, it's kind of like how, like, a company, like, wants to have their people seen, I guess, you know?
Yeah.
And, like.
Do you want a waitress coming up to you with a hairnet on? Is it attractive?
I don't know.
But, like, that's.
Isn't the point of going to a restaurant so you can get good food?
Right. But do you understand, like. It's like he's saying, it's the presentation, it's the cookie cutter part of it, where it's like, do you want to walk in and be served by a lunch lady, or do you want to be walking and served by some like smoking hot blonde?
What if it's Ryan Reynolds as a lunch lady
with a hairnet?
Yeah,
it's different.
Is that like an unmatched, like,
oh man, like that's like unlocking some things here, guys.
Thing, huh? Bro, I got you a fantasy right now. Like, yeah. Just all like right. Deadpool coming out with like a spatula, like, hey.
He's hairnet on, but over the mask, obviously. He's over the mask. So there's no hair.
The mask is on with the hairnet.
For real, yeah. No, yeah, all good points.
But I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
I actually never thought about that, so, like, I'm kind of, like, just marinating on that one.
It's weird.
I've never, like, kind of this makes me think. Yeah. Like, yeah, that's weird.
Because then something I was thinking about at work.
Because then, like, when you think about, like, say, like, the suits gang of, like, corporations and stuff, is like, they have to, like, I assume that they'd have to be, like, pretty clean shaven for like the dudes, but it's like, I don't know, like, what kind of, like, styles of hair can you do as a dude besides like the basic, like, comb over, like, Macklemore.
So, yeah, because spiky hair ain't really a thing anymore, is it?
I have a buddy who travels the world, or used to travel the world, but he was on the East Coast. This was fuck, like 7 years ago, 8 years ago. So, no, probably longer than that. Either way, but he was talking about how he was seeing businessmen in 3-piece, straight up suits, like with beards, like
really,
but like beards that weren't like, you know, oh, short little beards, like. A beard that was substantial enough that, like, you could probably grab onto it. But it was, like, well manicured. It was combed down. It was, you could tell that it was oiled and balmed. So, like,
I think
it's one of those things that because of where we live, we don't really know that. I mean, fuck, beards could be huge in corporate worlds now and be
they
okay.
They could be. I guess I could agree with that.
I have seen, like, okay, like, my company, majority of the managers and, like, higher-ups don't have beards. My old company, none of the, like, the higher-ups did not have beards. We talked about that. Like, my managers did. My immediate managers did. But, like, I would go through and flip through to see the big high up dudes, and I'm like, none of you have beards, and like maybe it is just a thing, like presentation, like if you have a beard, it's frowned upon, it's not you know,
because I think some of these guys, like, have so much riding on, like, their jobs, you know, like with getting, like, bonuses if, like, they make a sale to, like, another company to, like, get you, like, sell you a bunch of units on something. They're probably, like, wanting you to definitely fit, like, put
corporate
and, like, put more eggs into that basket instead of just being like, hey, go free ball it, have fun, but more so like, hey, like, we want you to actually
focus.
Because like For me, when I wake up in the morning, when I have my beer going in the winter, it is like a full-on maintenance thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It is like, bro, I am in there like 45 minutes, just like get out of the shower, like rub that, just get it all like damp and stuff. Put in some citrus grove or some sawmill, you know what I mean?
So I do have to ask real quick. How do you guys dry your beers? Do you use like a regular towel?
So, okay, when I had my...
Or do you use a t-shirt?
When I had my 8 or 9 inch long beard, I either used a towel or a blow dryer. If my wife's blow dryer was out and accessible, I would use that. But honestly, I would just like tamp it with a towel and like put the towel around it and just... Because going like this will fucking end your life. Yeah, like, right. That'll just... It's not sucked up against your face, right? So...
So,
but a t-shirt material is nice to.
I got this tip recently.
Sure.
And it was, don't use a towel. Sure. Use a t-shirt. All
right.
And I've been kind of trying to do that, like just use a t-shirt. Just
with the t-shirt you're wearing for the day.
No. So like I just use like a t-shirt that I've been like kind of washing just specifically for drying my beard. And it's interesting because it's not a I feel like it's not as harsh.
Yeah. There's like the way different material.
Exactly. It's
a polyester t-shirt.
Right.
Whatever.
And well, I've been using cotton.
Towels are really like aggressive.
Yeah.
You know, so.
And so it's interesting. Like I've been using a t-shirt instead of like a towel.
So last year I had like really long hair and like I chopped it off because I was donating it for like cancer and stuff. Like nice. Kids. Because awesome. That's
mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
So what I did is like when I got out of the shower, I put like on a clean t-shirt. And I like just took it back off and like had it be sitting back there.
Sure.
And like put a hair tie in there. And like that's how I dried my ish. And it like. It didn't tangle up because like I'd hate getting like waterboarded in the morning with like my drool and my hair, and that would be so disgusting. And,
That's the worst thing that I have in the mornings is like fuck.
Yeah.
God damn it! I gotta brush shit out and like wash it out and like.
Yeah,
I hear it. Yeah, dude. So I really enjoyed your like point of view on. Especially like working retail, as far as the beer thing, I loved the fact that, excuse me, your art's like you know going somewhere. Nice to see that like something you're focused on is working, right?
Hey, yeah. I mean,
especially like drawing for a long time, you're like, fuck, nothing's happening with it. You know, you can put your art on something and someone actually buys it.
Yeah,
that's like has to be like a level of realness, right?
There's
like validation. Like fuck yeah, what I'm doing is. Working, I have a purpose.
Yeah, so I got I've been doing like a lot of like different things around here in Billings, and then I did a couple things here in Vegas. But just like the skateboard is like a huge one because that's like a childhood dream come true. You know what I mean?
Oh, right. Yeah. Oh, totally. So, dude. Yeah.
Like when I got that message, like I feel like I almost made it. You know what I mean? I was like,
yeah.
Like I can go to the casket happy.
So real quick before we send this one out, what that company are they? Do they have like an online store like people can shop at and buy those decks?
Or? Yeah, so it's through If Skate Co. IF and then Skate Co. on the Instagram. You can go check them out and then see like what they kind of got going on. They're a really rad group of dudes that just like go around skating in LA and like it just really
that's
like,
cool.
Awesome to grow with them and talk to them every so often, you know.
That's sweet, dude.
And where can we find what's your Instagram?
At Mark Ryan Arts, and underscores in between the
yeah,
Mark.
Yeah, we showed it. We showed it earlier on the.
That was my bad. I didn't have screen. It. You should have had it left up there, so I get a. It's called a plug, Tim.
I know. Jesus. I'll pull it up real quick before we send this. Bad boy out. But yeah, dude, thank you so much for being on here, Mark. Like,
Thank you for inviting me, man. I'm super stoked.
Enjoyed this. Okay, so here's
so it's Mark underscore Ryan underscore Arts.
This is it. Everybody, go follow this. I really enjoy. I mean, the skateboarding thing is so fucking dope. I mean, it just.
That is beautiful fucking art.
Look at that.
Yeah, dude.
What a bro.
I love like the beard oils, man.
What a bro. Yeah, this is so fucking sweet, dude. Like
hell yeah, and then I've been so awesome. Trying to do more murals too.
Yeah, I mean that's cool. I dude, honestly, Another thing before we end, the shithole buildings and downtown buildings that, you know, just like slumlords run in. Why don't they just let fucking people like Mark go just at least beautify it?
Yeah, dude, like, I'm...
Like that wall by the halfway house with like Buzz and Woody on shit on it. That fucking building's so tight.
Yeah.
And it's like the local gangsters like are like, you know, we respect that, dude. We're not going to tag this
We don't
shit,
fuck right? with Pixar.
Right? We're not going to tag this shit. Like, that's so fucking sweet. I just...
Yeah, dude, Tyson has done a lot of rad shit for, like, the art community in that aspect, and I've been collaborating with him a little bit.
Yeah, that's sweet. So, all right, man. Well, thank you so much for being on here.
Definitely. Thank you.
Appreciate that, dude. Yeah, episode 2.
Ooh, that was fun.
Episode 2, yeah, it was super, super fun. So, again, this is the Beards Next Door podcast presented by Beard Mountain. I'm Tim.
I'm Corey.
This is our guest, Mark, and we are out, guys. Thank you very much. Stay tuned for episode 3. We'll have an announcement on that one on who's on the show. So,
ooh.
Yeah.
Special guest.
We'll have to see who's next.
Yes.
All right. See you guys.